Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A joke, complete foolishness, sheer nonsense. That is what Dr. Luther called Christmas. Can you believe it? The Christian faith is foolishness, he wrote. If I had come to Bethlehem and had seen the Lord Jesus lying in a manger, seen the birth of Christ, I would have said, this doesn't make any sense. Can this be the Messiah? I would not have let myself be found in the stable. And he's right. It must be a joke. I would not and I could not. God, as a baby, in a manger, lying in a feeding trough. Yes, he was. As hard as it is to believe. We don't all have such a hard time believing this Christmas narrative. Our gospel reading today is a prime example of this truth. But to be sure, there are far more people like Luther in our day. And I pray that you all had a wonderful Christmas. And I pray that you celebrated with your family. I pray that you celebrated with your friends. That you rejoice in this wonderful, this magnificent, this incredible news that we began celebrating this week, that unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And that he is your wonderful counselor, that he is your mighty God, that he is your Prince of Peace, your Redeemer. I was blessed myself to see most of my family this week. We spent a few days in Springfield, and we got to worship on Christmas Eve and Christmas morning in two different churches. All of our kids were able to come down and spend a day with us. We sat around a fire. We laughed. We exchanged gifts. Yet amid all this joy, the world continues to grumble amongst themselves. It's a joke. It's foolishness. It's complete nonsense. What is so special about Christmas anyway? Human reason doesn't speak of why Jesus came to Bethlehem. Human reason denies the incarnation, that moment when the fullness of divinity became united with flesh, human flesh, just as we confessed a little while ago in our Nicene Creed. Human reason has been telling you that Christmas is about a festival of lights. That Christmas is about how much you give. That Christmas is about how much you do. Human reason has been telling you that Christmas is about family. That Christmas is, well, fill in your blank. Those things are all well and good, but please listen to me carefully today. I want you to hear the true joy of Christmas. My eyes have once again today seen your salvation. We're only 5 days into the traditional 12 days of Christmas. But our gospel reading has literally leapfrogged 40 days. Today in Luke 2, we remember the purification of Mary and Joseph. And the presentation of Jesus. Mary and Joseph have arrived in Jerusalem to present their sacrifices at the temple according to the law that's laid out for us. It's in Leviticus, it's in Exodus, fulfilling the laws of the Lord. It's also the same day that they present their firstborn son to the Lord, to stand him before him, to dedicate his life. As Luke writes, "Now there was a time in Jerusalem, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and pious. And he had been waiting for the Comforter of Israel. The Spirit of holiness was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus, according to the custom of the law, Simeon took him up in his arms, and he blessed God and began singing, 'Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, do you hear the majesty in this song, in this moment? Do you see it? Simeon, the righteous and pious man, believes in what he sees. Jesus is in his arms. The Lord of life is in his arms. What a magnificent moment. Who told him that Jesus was coming today? Who told you that Jesus was coming today? There were no angels here. There was no neon sign along Malone Street announcing that the truth of God's Word, that the Word made flesh, was presenting himself in the temple that had longed for the presence of God. And he's presenting himself to you today, here at Christ Lutheran Church. It's a joke. It's foolishness. It's sheer nonsense, the world is telling you. To the world, Jesus is just a good man with a good word about good living. God can't be a baby. God is a life coach. He is a bread king. He is a giver of your bling. That's what the world wants you to believe. And this is the picture of God that you have. You have not been listening to the same word that Simeon has been meditating on for the better part of his life. Today, he knows it for sure. Beholding the Christ in his arm, he declares, "My eyes have seen your salvation." A light for the revelation to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. And Mary and Joseph marveled. They marveled about what was said about their son. Have you marveled too? Christ is in our midst today. Today is a day of marvel. St. Matthew will remind us, Jesus has come to save his people from their sins. And today he has come to save you too. That is such a difficult concept for us to wrap our head around. Try as I might, I just don't understand the depth and depravity of my sin. And if you're honest with yourselves, neither do you. The world would have you believe that your sins are graded on some kind of bell curve. The world would like you to think that if you do more good than bad, that you're going to land a cushy spot in heaven. But that just isn't so. As helpless and innocent as our 40-day-old babies are, God will have nothing to do with sin. And that's why God has sent Jesus in the flesh to us. The The gift of forgiveness and salvation from Jesus is free, and it comes with no strings attached. The gift is one that we receive from Jesus without any merit or worthiness in ourselves. The love of our Savior is unmatched. Simeon speaks of Christ in such a manner that many Israelites would take offense at him. They would stumble, thereby falling into unbelief, into disbelief. Can this be the Messiah? And it continues to happen today. You know, there are only a few Simeons in the world who would bless Jesus. Instead, the world is full of those who would curse him, and they wish him evil and disgrace and misfortune. His birth, his life, his death, his resurrection is nothing but nonsense, complete foolishness, the world tells you. It's an offense. It's an offense to faith. Why would God send a baby to be born to die? To be sure, there are many who would bless him, and some who would praise him. That is, as long as he fulfills their every desire, allows them to be whoever they want him, you want to be, to live however you want to live. But as soon as he sets out to be Christ to them, demanding that they forsake their ways, allow him and him alone to be with them, there is nothing but desertion. There's nothing but blasphemy. And similarly, some people would believe that they could just see the baby Jesus themselves and hold him in their arms themselves, see Mary in the flesh just as Simeon did, that they'd be willing to bless him joyfully. But our text reminds us that just isn't so. And Simeon said, "Behold, this child is appointed for the falling and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, so that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." In his blessing, Simeon, as a preacher and a friend of the cross and an enemy to the world, gives great, remarkable example of how to praise and honor Christ, who still today is despised and cursed and rejected by men. Jesus was born to die. He was born to fall. Our Emmanuel, our God with us, has come to live with us, to take his sin upon himself, to take all of our sin, to become sin. God became sin for you. He became sin so that way he could die an excruciating death for you. He became sin so that way he could be buried in the tomb for you. He was baptized for you, so that way when he rose, you too could rise with him into everlasting life, into heaven, where he has prepared a place for you, and he has promised to come back and to take you there in your flesh. He has banished death into Sheol forever. Anna could hardly contain her joy when she heard this news. She had been waiting, like Simeon, almost her entire life for this day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak to everyone who would listen. She went into the streets to announce that the redemption of Jerusalem has come. Like Simeon, she's old. She's 84. And like Simeon, she's been waiting practically her whole life, fasting and praying daily, longing to see God in the flesh. And no sooner than she did, she responded by going and singing in the streets, "Go tell it on Malone Street, over the bluff and everywhere, that Jesus Christ is born." What a wonderful picture of our church. Can you picture that? Can you picture yourself doing that? Brothers and sisters of Christ Lutheran Church, our gospel reading is calling you today. Although the world around you laughs at this idea that it's nonsense, you know the truth. God is beckoning you all to join Simeon and Anna in proclaiming and telling everyone that your eyes have seen His salvation. The forgiveness of sins is offered to you today here at Christ Lutheran Church. Unto us a child has been born, and unto us a son has been given. And this word has become flesh and is dwelling among us here today. In this sanctuary, Jesus has lived for you, and He has died for you, and He has given His body and His blood to you. It's for you, for your forgiveness, so that way you will have life and salvation in His name forevermore. It's a promise now for today and forever. Do you feel burdened by the weight of sin in your life? Repent and rejoice, for God has sent His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law. And so He has for you today. Do you believe in the forgiveness of sins? God has come to you in your baptism. He has drowned your sins in the font. God is coming to you today in the Lord's Supper, where He offers His true body, His true blood for the forgiveness of sins. Are you frightened by the death that haunts you? Laugh and rejoice, for you have been baptized, no longer live, but Christ lives in you. And the promise of eternal life is yours now. What a joyous day. God is with us once again, literally, in this temple. He has come to save His people. The Word made flesh has returned to us, uniting Himself through the water and the Word, through the body and the blood, the bread and wine and the Word, through the preaching of His Word, and with His presence, we know that we have the forgiveness of sins. For my eyes have seen His salvation. He is Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the Lord of peace grant you peace at all times in every way. Amen.
This time, if you would please take out the white card in front of you, you would fill it out so we have a record of being with us here today. And as you do, please turn it over. We pray together the call for Christian fellowship on the back. Dear Father in heaven, we have gathered together in Christian fellowship to worship You. We have confessed our sins, and we thank You for Your forgiveness. We've sung praises to You and listened to Your holy word. Help us now to return to our homes and families, filled with Your Holy Spirit. Give us the courage to love others as You love us, and by our words and actions, make us Your witnesses here on earth. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We gather our gifts for the Savior.